There's a beautiful Maimer Chazal that Avraham Avinu is called Avraham HaIvri. So the simple understanding, Avraham HaIvri was referred to as the Ivri, that means the Hebrew, Lashon Ivri. The Chazal say Avraham is referred to as Avraham HaIvri because Kol HaOlam B'Tzad Echad VaAvraham B'Tzad Hashem, that the entire world was on one side, and Avraham Avinu was on the other side. In other words, Avraham Avinu was able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the entire world wasn't supporting him. My father, Harini Kaparis Mishkavo's name was Avraham. Actually, an interesting story. My father's name was supposed to be Avraham Yitzchak, before we get to this point of Ivri, but his name was Avraham Pesach. How did that come about? Now, if my father had been born 4 or 5 years later, then he would have had dozens of uncles and aunts and grandparents, and also grandparents to be named after, who were all killed in Europe. My father was born in 1936. At that time, my grandmother's father was still alive. So my grandmother wanted to name him after her mother, who was a big tzaddikas, we called her Baba Chana, who was killed on Kiddush Hashem, name her after her father, Avraham Yitzchak. But what happened was, on the way to my father's bris, my grandfather was carrying him in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, in Hirsch, Saskatchewan, actually more precise, in 1936, and he stopped by a woman who knows that my grandfather just had a boy, and the woman was a widow. And she said to him, Rav Eisenstein, my husband passed away, and I don't have any children. Could you name the baby after my husband? And my grandfather asked her, what was his name? She said, Pesach. So my grandmother would describe to my father, that after the bris, my grandfather came home, and my grandmother took the baby back. In those days, the women didn't go to the bris. So took the baby back and said, Avraham Yitzchak, because that's what they had made up when my grandfather had left. And my grandfather said, no, name is Avraham Pesach. So that was my father's name. My father's name was Avraham Pesach. Now, there were many people in our family that were survivors from my grandmother's family, the few that survived, that knew that that there was a child that had been named after Avraham Yitzchak in Canada. So when they met my father 30 years later, they said to him, oh, Avraham Yitzchak, you're named after the Zaydis. And my father never had the compunction to tell them that his name wasn't Avraham Yitzchak, his name was Avraham Pesach. So this was something that was well known in my family, that was known when we would go visit the family, this family, when they would call him Avraham Yitzchak, we didn't correct them. In fact, at the invitations of myself and my siblings, my mother's full name is there, is Esther Miriam, but my father's full name is not there, it's just Avraham. Because my father didn't want to disappoint them, because these were survivors, and they thought that my father was the one survivor that was named after the grandfather. So, but the truth is, my father's name was Avraham. Let's talk about that part, that Avraham was able to be on one side while the entire world was on the other. I might have mentioned to you that my father grew up in an amazing circumstance where he did not have a single family member who was his age, or a friend his age who was from. My father somehow was pshuto kimashmo, like Avraham Avinu. His entire chevra, I mentioned to you already the names of his friends of the gang, David Conley, Hal Hussey, Howard Brown. My father taught us the names of his friends. They were all goyim. Except there was one Jew whose name was Tovi Rome, whose parents were not Shomer Shabbos. But ultimately, my grandfather and my father were mashpia on them, and ultimately he became a Shomer Shabbos. But when my father grew up, he was b'tzad echad v'kol ha'olam b'tzad acher. Now that midah, to be able to be such a person, to be so strong in one's conviction, so what one needs to have is what we spoke about in the past, that midah ha'emes. That to have such clarity
of what Emes is. Avraham Avinu had such clarity that there is a God. And then according to the Medrash, of course, he breaks all the idols. And then he puts the hammer into the biggest idol. And Terach asks him, why did you break them? And he said, no, didn't the biggest idol break it? All of that power to be able to defy what is standard requires a person to be so clear on what the MS is. Somehow, my father got that clarity from his parents, and we could discuss how that came about in the future. But that midah of MS manifests in a few different ways. I've already spoken about this Yuchever didn't hear, but it's already posted. I've already spoken about how that manifests in the fact that kavod didn't exist in my house. My father's own kavod was not an issue in our house, except when it came to being mechanechas. In other words, my father's own standing within the community was not important to him whatsoever, himself whatsoever. And so therefore he was entirely focused as a father. He wasn't focused about anything else except for being a father. But for our chinuch, we knew we were not supposed to sit in a seat. I remember my brother and I remember one time when we contradicted our father. Both of us remember one time when we contradicted our father. And our father called us in afterwards and said, you don't contradict your father. And that was it. We never contradicted our father again. Because it was again, when my father never rebuked us unnecessarily. But when my father made a point, it went straight in. If you're a father, that you only make the points when it's absolutely necessary, then your children listen. It's only when the father begins to talk too much is when the kids don't listen. So my father had this focus that was focused on the children, and that midas ha'emes also led to something else. When my father spoke to other people, it didn't matter how choshuv that person was, or how simple, or how strange that other person was. My father accorded every single person tremendous amount of kavod. Not kavod like the way, and I'm very thankful and very appreciative that the boys in yeshiva give me. It's very, very nice. And it means a lot. But my father's kavod was not so much like holding the door and bringing a drink of water and so on and so forth. It was the ability to show every person, not just his rabbein, every person that what they had to say and what was on their mind was important to him. And I think that comes from the midas ha'emes as well. The midah of emes of recognizing that sometimes we listen, we pay attention, and we give respect, and we pay attention to people who socially we're supposed to. But someone who's like not the cool kid, or not the cool guy. So then, we don't give them, pay them the same attention to them. We don't pay the same kavod to them. For my father, for sure he was mechabed talmid chachamim and people who are great people. But every single person, my father would give a singular focus when speaking to them. I want to stop at that point about singular focus. Nowadays the world is full of people who are just totally distracted all the time. They're distracted by their phones. They're distracted about other things that are in their lives. And my father didn't have those distractions in his life. We had a television when I was older. When we were younger, we didn't have a television in the house. When we were older, we had television. But the television was not something that was on in the house the entire time. There was a certain time that was a focused time that my father said that this is what we're going to watch and this is what we watched. And Zahu. But it was not that the television was on and you turned it on or you turned it off and things like that. No. There was a focus. And that was how my father interacted with all people. Now, Rabosa, I'm going to share with you one of the most... You're not yet into Shiduchim, Mir Tzashem, in the right time. Each one of you will marry a fantastic girl and build a special home, the Siyata D'Shmaya. But I, for those who understand the world of Shiduchim, Mir Tzashem, you will. I want you to remember this story because this is really, really important. My brother, may he be well, who's... now Magid Shir in Lakewood. He was a Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gavoa, and also a Rosh Chabura in the Lakewood Kollel in Houston. Someone just came over to me and told me he was so excited about what he did in Houston. My brother, when he started dating, he got a bunch of names of girls, suggested girls that he should date. And my brother wrote the names down and the phone numbers and what piece of information. My brother told me that my father was very misudar. He was very orderly. And my father said, this is not the way to do it. Lozu aderech was the expression my father used to use often. This is not the way to do it. My father's ultimate compliment, my father, as I mentioned in the past, was not someone who used extra words. He didn't tell us, you're great, you're doing fantastic. My father said, my father said things precisely. So if you did something right, my father would say in Yiddish, is geven gehoigen, kehoigen. It was appropriate. That was like a big compliment from my father, Sven Kohagen. My brother, that was one of the first thing that my brother said to me after my father's levaya. He said, hopefully Tati would have said, this is Sven Kohagen. Now hopefully he would have said that it was, that's why my brother and I aspire, and my sister aspire for, that we should be Kohagen. That was my father's expression. So my father said, Loizu Aderech, Kohagen. He bought him a notebook. Okay. And my father wrote something in the notebook. The notebook that should have the names of the girls that he was going to thinking about who to date. He was getting the information, getting their phone numbers, getting their references and stuff like that. And my father wrote, I'm going to say the part of it in Yiddish and then translate. My father wrote to my brother. My father used to write to us when he would give us a sefer, he would write to us in Yiddish. We spoke a little bit about my father's love for Yiddish. We have to talk more. Did we speak about it? Not so much together. We have to talk about it. Okay. So my father wrote the following. My father said, Tayyur Yehuda, my dear son Yehuda, Farges nisht, az yeder nomen vasir shreib. Don't forget every name that you write, yeder nomen from yeder. Meidel, I don't know exactly if he probably didn't write Meidel. Meidel means girl. But every name that you write is a Tayyur Neshama, is a dear Neshama. Don't forget that every name of each girl that you're writing down is a Tayyur Neshama. Now when it comes to Shiduchim, so a father wants that his son marry the best girl. It's going to be the best mother for his grandchildren. That's not what my father thought about. Or that's not the only thing my father thought about. For my father, making sure that every girl that my brother was going to date was going to get the most kavod that every Jewish princess deserves, that was the most important thing. Now, to be able to have that focus, I can tell you now that my children are dating. To have that focus that you're not wrapped up in your own perspective, which is a good perspective. Not that your children should marry the wealthiest girl so you'll be mechutan with the wealthiest people. Or not that your son should marry the prettiest girl so that you should have the prettiest daughter-in-law. But rather you want your kids to marry the best girl so that they build the appropriate Jewish family, right? That's a healthy, normal thing. To be able to not let go of that, but at the same time, remember the kavod of every single person means that your kavod isn't coming first, and that you have a sense of emes that what the world makes is important at that particular time isn't necessarily the most important thing. And that's the midah of Avraham Avinu. The midah of Avraham Avinu is that just because everybody is worrying and focusing on something else doesn't mean that there aren't other values that they're entirely missing. And I think that value that my father had of his ability to give kavod to every single person. I remember clearly walking home Friday night, and my father had people who were real anshei emes, fantastic people. The person Rabbi Yosef Treibish, who was such an ish emes, that got along so well with my father, even though their backgrounds were different. They would talk for a while after a Friday night, and they would talk about heavy topics, both in learning and in world politics, and they both valued each other's opinion very, very much. But the same focus my father gave was he's also a strange person who also used to sometimes walk. My father would listen to them and talk to them, just like the person that was on his emotional and intellectual wavelength. That ability requires us to be able not to be trapped in the standard world perspective. You have to have a midah of emes to be able to be kol olam b'tzad echad, v'ato b'tzad echer. That was a midah that my father had. Now, I'm not wishing on your children that they should grow up as the only frum kid and go to public school and be in a gang of only Gentile kids, etc., etc. That's not what we're trying to replicate at all. But what we are trying to replicate is even though we grow up in societies that are supportive and societies that have a lot of positive mindfulness to it, sometimes we get just pulled along with the tide and we just do what everybody else does. We do shiduchim the way everybody else does shiduchim. We choose our children's education the way everybody chooses our children's education. We spend our vacations the way everybody else spends their vacations. We spend our money the way everybody else spends our money. All of those things my father didn't do. Now, for you to be, or me to be, on that madrega, it's almost impossible. My father was a wonder. My father was a wonder. My father, Reini Kaparis Mishkov, was a wonder. But there are a lot of lessons to learn from this. And each person should be able to apply it, b'siyata d'shmaya, in their own way to their lives.